An estate in land describes how much ownership someone holds, and for how long. This shows up constantly, usually hidden inside a longer scenario. Let's break it down. Fee simple absolute is the highest form of ownership recognized by law. No conditions attached, no time limit, and it's freely inheritable and transferable. When someone says they own a property outright, this is what they mean. A defeasible fee is fee simple ownership granted with a condition. Say land is donated to a city only for use as a park. If the city ever stops using it as a park, ownership can revert back to the original grantor or their heirs. It's still a fee simple estate, just one that can be cut short. A life estate lasts only for the duration of someone's life, often the grantor's own life, or another named person's. The life tenant can live in it, rent it, profit from it, but cannot commit waste, meaning they can't damage its value for whoever comes next. When the life tenant dies, the property goes one of two places. A remainder sends it to a named third party. A reversion sends it back to the original grantor. Try this. A woman is granted the right to live in a house for as long as she lives. Afterward, it passes to her nephew. What best describes the nephew's interest? A. Reversion. B. Remainder. C. Defeasible fee. Or D. Fee simple absolute. The answer is B. Remainder. The nephew is a named third party, not the original grantor. That's what makes it a remainder instead of a reversion. If the house went back to whoever originally created the life estate, that would be a reversion. Different destination, different name. Estates and land questions reward knowing the vocabulary cold. Practice more at NewYorkRealEstatePrep.com.